Today, Shir's Masechta Yevamos on Daf Chav Tes. We will begin at the Mishnah near the bottom of Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis. Begins the Mishnah. Shloisha Achim, there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim Mehen, Nisun, Shtei Achoyos. Two of them, Reuven and Shimon, were married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Oy Isha Ubita, or Reuven and Shimon were married to a mother and her daughter, Yocheved and Miriam. Oy Isha Ubasbita, or the two brothers were married to Yocheved and the daughter of Miriam, which is the daughter of Yocheved. Oy Isha or Yocheved Ubasbina, and the daughter of her son Moshe. So in all of these cases, Hare Elu Choltzos V'loy Misyabmois. What's happening is that the two women who are falling respectfully from Reuven and Shimon, they're falling to Levi. When they come to Levi, so there is a problem of, let's take the first case, Achos Zikukosoi, because he has a Zika both from Reuven and from Shimon. So that's Achos Zikuka, and that is an Isser Midrabbanan. The Rabbanan were Gozer because of the Erva of Achos Ishtoi. So if you're getting two women, two Almanas from two different brothers, and together they constitute an Erva of Achos Zikuka, so that's a Isser Erva Midrabbanan, and the Din is Chotzis V'loy Misyabmois. The same would be true. Let's take the example of the second case. Isha Obita, that right now there is no erva to either of these women, but together they pose a problem, because Miriam and Yocheved together is a mother and her daughter. And therefore, if Levi were to take Miriam, so he has a problem with Yocheved, because Yocheved is aim zigukasai. He has a zika to Miriam, but the other woman who's falling to him is a mother of that zikuka. If he takes Yocheved, so the other woman is bas zikukasai. So therefore, all of these cases are midrabbanan a problem, and therefore the din is to get off the zika midraisa, you need chalitza. But they cannot do yibam because of the isser derabbanan called eishes chalutza zikukasai or ervas zikukasai. Rab Shimon poiter. Rab Shimon holds that in all these cases that we mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah, it's poiter both from chalitza and yibam, because Rab Shimon shita, he's going to learn from a pasuk that achos zikukasai is in fact not permitted in yibam midaraisa, and wherever there's no yibam, there's no din chalitza either. So he poiters completely. Hoysa achas mehen asur olav isur erva. But what happens if one of these two women that fell to Levi, the third brother, from his other two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, one of them was actually an isur erva? For example, there were two sisters, but they were only sisters maternally, because Levi had a daughter, Leah, Levi had a daughter, Leah, from his wife. And his wife had another daughter, Rachel, from a different husband. So when those two women fall to Levi, they're sisters, but not only are they sisters, and there's an issue of Achos Zikukasai, but Leah, in the mashal that we gave, is actually a daughter of Levi. So she's an erva to Levi. So in that case, there is no zika from Leah to her father Levi, because she's an erva to Levi. So therefore, the only zika is from Rachel. And therefore, asur bo umutur b'chaisa. In his daughter, he has an isser to her. It's an erva. But Memela, the other sister, is not anymore an achos zikukasai, because her sister is not has no Zika to Levi since she's a daughter. She's an Erva. So therefore, there's no problem of Achayis Gukasai, and therefore he is Mutter to Rachel. And the Gemara will tell us for sure this is a halacha according to the Tanakhama, but this is even a halacha according to Reb Shimon. And the Chiddush is that according to Reb Shimon, you might have thought, since by every case of Achayis Gukasai, it's Asur Midaraisa to do Yibam, so you would have thought perhaps in this case we should make Gzeira and we shouldn't do Yibam either, even though there's an erva of one of the sisters, Kamash Malan, that even Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no, that one is mutter in Yibum and the other is Osir. Als erva. And we don't make Xera. Continues the Mishnah. Isser mitzvah, as we learned before in the Masechta Daf Chav, Shnias is called an Isser mitzvah. So if one of the two women that fall to Levi is an Isser mitzvah, or Yisser Kedusha, if one of them comes out to be an Isser where there's a lav, but there's no din kares, which we called an Isser Kedusha, so then Be'etzem Midoraisa, these are Achois the Kukasai. So according to the Tanakhama, certainly the din will be, as the Mishnah concludes, Chaltzois v'loy mesiabmois. And the Gemara is going to tell us that the seif of the Mishnah here is going according to Reb Shimon, and even according to Reb Shimon, the din will be Chaltzois v'loy mesiabmois, and we will explain that in the Gemara on Daf, Choftes Amid Alf. Begins the Gemara, Tanya, Reb Shimon, Poiter, Bishneim, and Achlitzum, and Ayibim. In the case of Achois Gukasai, Reb Shimon learns that it's a din d'oraisa, that both are potter from Chalitza and Yibim. It's not just the din d'rabbanan as the Tanakhama holds. Why? Because Reb Shimon learns this from a pasuk, Shenemar. The Israel Achois Olesikach Litzror. The pasuk shot in this pasuk is that if Levi is married to Leah, and then Rachel comes along, he should not take Rachel as a wife, because Rachel is going to be a tzara of an Achais Ishtai, and that's a Erva Daraisa. That's the Pasuk Pshat. Reb Shimon has a unique Pshat in this Pasuk. That what the Pasuk means is that you're not allowed to take through Yibam two women who fall at the same time because both husbands died, both brothers of Levi died, and they are becoming tsaris. Rashi over here, the fourth line from the bottom, says, Kigoin, Hashta Shenaflu Lefana, Vinasu Shtei Achoyos, Tsaroi Zula Zu Bezika. They're becoming now tsaris through Zika. What's interesting in this Rashi, and it's going to have a shaychus to a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, is that we're seeing a new understanding in the word tsara. Till now in the Masechta we always had the idea of tsara means two women that fall from one house. And if one is an erva, so then the other one becomes a tsaras erva. But they're coming from one house. Here we see certainly, and I want to point this out because it's in Reb Shimon, but we certainly see that Reb Shimon is using the concept of tzor in a new way. How? Here you don't have two women coming from one house. Here it's two women coming from two houses. You have one woman from Reuven's house and one woman from Shimon's house, and they're both falling with Levi. How are they tzara? They're tzaras through Zika. Since both women have a Zika to Levi, and the two women together have a Erva issue, so then the Rabbanan said, there's a concept of Achois Zikku Kasai. But the Tsara is not two Tsaras from, is not two women from one house, it's two women from two houses, and yet we're giving that a name of Tsara. I'm pointing this out because we're going to refer back to it on Choftes Amid Alf. Anyway, what does Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon says, where you have this situation, where through Zika, two women are becoming Tsara Zula Zu, and one woman is related to the other, Rachel is related to Leah, falling to Levi, B'shar Shanasu Tsara Zula Zu, Lo Yehei L'chol L'kuch and Afilu Ba'achas Men. The Torah is telling you that Achois Ziku Kasai is not Midrabbanan, it's Midaraisa, that there is no din of Yibam, and Memela there's no din of Chalitza either. This is his unique way of understanding this pasuk, which the Rabbanan don't learn the pasuk the same way. They learn the pasuk pashtu pshat. You're already married to Leah, and now you want to take Rachel. You're going to be making her a tzara, an achos ishtoy of Leah. That you're not allowed to do. Not, but in the case that Reb Shimon says, that the pasuk is not referring to that, according to the Tanakhama. Continues the Gemara. Hoysa achas mehen, the Mishnah said that if one of them was an erva, as we gave the mashal, that Leah was a daughter of Levi, and she was also a maternal sister with Rachel, and now they both follow Yibam. So there is no Zika to Leah, because how can Levi marry his daughter Leah? So Memela, the only Zika is from Rachel, and there's no Achaisakuka. So Memela can do full Yibam with Rachel, and to Leah, of course, his daughter, he is Usher. Frank the Gemara Sulamali Hainahach. That's a mission we already had at the beginning of this parak and Daf Chavav. We've already learned this same halacha. Why repeat it here? Answers the Gemara, Reb Shimon Itzrich. We need it for Reb Shimon. Sal kedatchem, and I would have thought, hoyel v'yom Reb Shimon, since Reb Shimon said, shtei achoyos loy chotz tzloy misyabmois, that wherever you have a case of achoyos sekuka, the din is, there's no chlitz and no yib, because we just learned to pasuk mitaraisa. So I would have thought, ligzer mishim beis achoyos da'alma, that perhaps in this case, even though Leah is an erva to Levi, we should not allow Levi to do Yibam with Rachel, because maybe people will confuse it by Shtei Achoyes Da'alma, where there is a din of Achoyes Akuka, Kamash Malan, we don't make a Gzeira, and even according to Reb Shimon, even though normally Achoyes Akuka is Loi Chaltzitz, Loi Mesiyab Mois, here where one is an Erva, people are aware of that fact, as we're going to see that idea on Chav Tesam at Aleph, and they know that he's usher to Leah, because she's his daughter. Memela, it's Noah Chaisakuka, and he's mutter to do Yibam with Rachel. And therefore, we don't make a Gzeira because of Achos Zikukasai Ba'alma. We don't make a Gzeira. Continues the Mishnah. Isser Mitzvah. This was the last halacha that we learned in our Mishnah. Isser Mitzvah, Yisser Kedusha, the din was Chaltzis Loi Mesiyabes. Now, we have just said that the second last halacha, namely the one of Erva, was going according to Reb Shimon. Because according to the Tanakhama, we learned that on Daf Chavav already. We're telling you a Chiddush in Reb Shimon. Ask the Gemara, if this is now going according to Reb Shimon, so we're assuming that the last halacha is also according to Reb Shimon. V'ha Amar Reb Shimon, as we begin Daf Chav Testament Aleph, Shtei Achoyos Lechotis Lemesiabais. This is a din of Isser Mitzvah and Isser Kedusha on one of the two sisters that falls the Yibam. But Midaraisa, what are these Shnias? There's a Shnias Midarabonet. But Midaraisa, this is a classic case of Achoyse Kukosai. And what does Reb Shimon hold by Achoyse Kukosai? That Loi Chaltzitz V'Loi Mesiyabmesh. We learned it from a pasuk. So if so, why is the din here according to Reb Shimon? Because we're going according to Reb Shimon, you just said, why is the din that Chaltzitz V'Loi Mesiyabmesh? According to Reb Shimon, the din should be Loi Chaltzitz V'Loi Mesiyabmesh. And for the Gemara, Gzera Mishum Isser Mitzvah Da'alma, since the case is that one of the women is an Isser Mitzvah, so people are not such Lamdanim. They don't know the reason why. If you would say, Loi Chaltzitz V'Loi Mesiyabmesh, they would think, oh, you know why Loi Chaltzitz V'Loi Mesiyabmesh? Because by Isser Mitzvah the din is Loi Chaltzitz V'Loi Mesiyabmesh. And that's not correct. We learned earlier in the Masechta that Isser Mitzvah, the halacha is that you need Chalitza. Otherwise, there's an Isser of Yevama Lishuk. So because of Isser Mitzvah in general, when it's not a case of Shtei Achoyos, you're right. Me'ikar Adin here should be the halacha according to Reb Shimon, Loi Chaltzitz V'Loi Mesiyabmesh. But because they could confuse it with Isser Mitzvah the Alma, the halacha is that even here, according to Reb Shimon, that you need chalitza. Freit the Gemara, hotinech iu. That's good. The one of the two women who is an Isser Mitzvah. But achoisa mayikalameim, or what about the other sister? She is not an Isser Mitzvah. And on her, according to Reb Shimon, she's an achois zikukasai. So at least she should not have chalitza or yibim. And we say in the Mishnah that both women have chalitza. Why? Answers the Gemara, Gzeira Achaisa Mishum Lasa Dida. Rashi says the word Lasa means muzzle. In other words, basically what the Gemara is saying is we aser the second sister who's not an Isser Mitzvah because of the first sister who is an Isser Mitzvah, and we aser the first sister because of Isser Mitzvah Ba'alma when they're not a case of two sisters. That's Kul Echad Gzeira. It's not Gzeira L'Gzeira. That's all part of the Gzeira. We don't want people to get confused with Isser Mitzvah Ba'alma, so we put it across the board. Whenever you have a case of Isser Mitzvah, even though it's Achoy Tzigu, which according to Rav Shimon Midaraisa does not warrant chalitz or yibum, but because of Isser Mitzvah in general, we make a law over here as well. Now Rashi says the word lasa is really like superfluous lashon. The Gemara could have just said simply, Gzeira Achaisa Mishum Dida. We ask her one sister who's not an Isser Mitzvah to the other one. The Gemara like uses here like a flowery, superfluous lashon that Lasa Dida, her muzzle. So we're asking one sister because of the other. For the Gemara, we don't always do that. V'agabi erva lo gazrinin. When you have two women who are achoisin gukasai, according to Rav Shimon, and one of the two women is an erva, so what's the din we paskin in the Mishnah? That the one woman who you're mutter to, you do yibum. The other woman who you're usher to, you do nothing. She goes l'shuk because you're an erva to her. Why don't we say on the woman who's an erva, as Rashi explains, at least do chalitza? Because if you're gonna say she doesn't need anything, maybe her sister doesn't need anything. And to her sister there is a din yibam. So we're not going to make chalitza, let's say, at least in the erva, because if you don't make chalitza, you may make nothing by the other one, and the other one has zika because she's not an achoisa kuka. So you don't make that gzera. So why over here do you make the gzera of the woman who's not an Isser Mitzvah, or to the woman who is an Isser Mitzvah? Answers the Gemara. Shiny erva de migma gmiri law, in Shivakala isla. That is a famous halacha. Everybody knows an erva, daughter. How could he marry a daughter? So obviously, why is he doing yibum with the other one? The other one, he's doing yibum because she's mutter, and there's no achoy sekuka, and there's, one is a problem and one is not a problem. So we don't have to usher the one who's an erva and say, oh, she must have chalitza because you might confuse it. You won't confuse it. You'll know clearly. Everyone knows the famous halacha that this one is, there's no chalitza or yibum, and the other one there is yibum. However, this halacha of Rav Shimon, that there's a din midaraisa and erva of achoy sekuka midaraisa, that not everybody knows. So there you're going to get into the situation where people may confuse it with the din of Isser Mitzvah. Oh, you know why there's no chalitza? It's an Isser Mitzvah. And Isser Mitzvah, there is chalitza all over. So because of that, we have to be geyser that both sisters over here, both the Isser Mitzvah and the non-Isser Mitzvah, both of them require chalitza because you might confuse it and you might not know that it's really because of chay sekuka and it doesn't need anything. Since you may not know that, therefore we made this halacha. Continues the Mishnah, and we're going to use our Sefer Mara Yevamos, and it's on the diagram is on the top of Daf Samach Zayin. Begins the Mishnah, Shloisha Achen, we have three brothers, which is Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Shnayim Nesum Shtei Achoyos, two of them are married to two sisters, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, respectfully, the Echad Mufne, and one, the third brother, Levi, as we see in the diagram, he's not married to anyone. Now, actually, the Tosfos Yeshanim, here on the left side, in the middle of the Tosfos Yeshanim, says, we'll read it inside, he asked the Kasher, what do you have to say is Mufne? The Seder of all the Mishnayos over here is three brothers, two married to two sisters. We'll see that on the next Daf Lamed. And one is married to a Nachris, non-related. Why to hear did the Mishnah say, V'echad Mufni, he's a bachelor. He's not married to anyone. So, Nira Mishim, the boy Lamemer, Zuhi Shamru, Oiloy Alishtoi, Valashas Achiv, Lakach Mukum Lodavi, Mufni, the Hashta Havi, Beloy Yishaklal. The end of the Mishnah, according to Beis Hillel, the halach is going to be that this Mufna has to divorce or do chalitza to both of his wives. He winds up with nothing. He started as a bachelor and he tried to get married and the halacha didn't allow it and he has to get free of all the two women that he had a connection to, as we'll see in the Mishnah. So because we want to wind up with that statement, the last words of the Mishnah. Oy loyal ishtoiv, oy loyal ishtoiv achiv, and as he's back to square one, he's not married, so that's why we made the case with a case of Mufna, that he winds up again a bachelor, not married. If he would have had at least one Nachri wife, that wife would stay with him. So because of that phrase, that's why the Mishnah made the case with Echad Mufna. Continues the Mishnah. What's the exact case? What happened? Meis echad mibalei achoyos. Shimon, one of the husbands of the two sisters, dies. Va'asibo mufna mimer. So Levi, the bachelor, made mimer. Mimer is the kedushin, which is shtar or kesef. He made mimer. Mimer is something that the Rabbanan instituted that even though by yibum itself, you go, a person can do yibum with bia alone, intimate relationship with the yivama. He doesn't need kesev or shtar, but the Rabbanan, in order to do things in a civilized manner, so to speak, they require that first should come mimer. So this is a takana midrabbanan. And the reason that the Rabbanan said that mimer helps by a yivama is because it appears to be like kedushin. People, if you wouldn't say that mimer accomplishes anything, only yibum accomplishes, people may confuse mimer with regular kedushin. That if mimer doesn't work, regular kedushin doesn't work. And if kedushin works, then mimer has to work. So that's why the Rabbanan gave mimer a power. And not only that, in fact, they eventually insisted that every yibum should be preceded with mimer. So the case over here was that Levi made mimer, but before Levi could conclude with yibum, he died as well. Levi did not die. Reuven died. His second brother, the one who was married to the other sister, died. So now, what do we have? We have the two brothers who were married to the two sisters have died, and Levi is left with Leah, to whom he has done mimer with, and now he has a zika from Rachel. Now, if there's a whole question in our duff, what does mimer accomplish? If mimer really doesn't accomplish anything, as we'll see from Beis Hillel, it's mimer midrabbanan, but it's not a, like a full type of kinyan according to Beis Hillel. So then basically, what are you talking about here? A case of achoyse gukosoi. He basically, since he hasn't finished yibum with Leah, so he has a zika to Leah, and he has a zika to Rachel. You're back to achoyse gukosoi, which the halacha is, you have to do chalitza, chaltzais, that's what we learned on the last Mishnah, chaltzais v'lai misyabmais. There's an extra twist here that he has mimer, so you'll need a get, according to Beis Hillel, to get rid of the kedushin, which the mimer represents. But if you learn, as Beis Shammai is going to learn, that the mimer is a total kinyan, and in fact, it's a kinyan midaraisa, even though there's a Rashi on Amud Beis that says beferish in Beis Shammai that it's only a kinyan midarabbanan, but the Rashba, it's a very difficult Rashi, because all the Rishonim learned that in Beis Shammai, mimer is kona kinyan midaraisa, and the Rashba says in Rashi that Rashi didn't really mean the Rabbanan, although he says the word. When we get to that Rashi, we'll explain exactly what Rashi meant. But the das of all the Rishonim is that in Beis Shammai, mimer is a kinyan deraisa. So if you learn it's a kinyan deraisa, and he's fully married to, Levi is fully married to Leah, so then there's no issue of achois sekuka with Rachel, because he has, what is Rachel? Rachel is achois ishtai. He's fully married to Leah. It's not a case of achois kuka. He stays married to Leah, and he does nothing with Rachel, because he can't marry Rachel. She's an erva. So let's see, that's what the Gemara is going to say now. Beis Shammai Oimrim, ishtai imoy. He keeps his wife with him, because he had mimer, and mimer is a kind of kinyan deraisa, valazu, and the other one, Rachel, who's now falling to him because Reuven died, teitzei mishum achois isha. So she has to leave because she is achois isha, she's an ervatim. That's the sheet of Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, no. Moitzias ishtai beget ubechalitza. His wife, he has to divorce to get rid of the mimer. He has to give chalitza because she's midaraisa achois kukosoi. So he's usher both to his wife and to Rachel. He's also to Leah and Rachel together. The Eishas Achav Bechlitza. The Eishas Achav, how does he get rid of the Zika with Chlitza? Zuhi Shamru. This is what they said. Oy loy al Ishtoy va oy loy al Eishas Achav. To no fault of his own, he made Mimer, and he may have been considering to do Yibam even. He didn't get around to the Yibam. And meanwhile, the other sister falls. Now there's an Issa de Rabbanan called Achos de Kuka. So he's stuck. And he's back to bachelor, as we explained from the Tosfos Yeshanim. That's why the case was about a bachelor. Oy loy al Ishtoy v'oy loy al Eishas Achav. Now the Gemara says, Zuhi, you said this is the case. And whatever we have in this Masechta Zuhi, it means to be Mamai, it's something else. And Frank the Gemara, Zuhi lemute mai. Which case is not a case of Oy loy al Ishtoy v'oy loy al Eishas Achav? Lemute hachter Rabbi Yeshua deloy avidin and kavasei, el ikram gamli, el ikram blazer. It's Mamai at Rabbi Yeshua's halacha. Rabbi Yeshua used the same terminology on another case. So we say, Beis Hillel says, this is the case where this term applies. But the case of Rabbi Yeshua, it does not apply, because we hold either like Rabbi Gamliel in that case, or like Rabbi Lazar, and not like Rabbi Yeshua. What is the case? So Rashi brings down, it's a Mishnah in Perek Beis Shammai, further the Masechta, Daf Kuf Tes, and the case is that Reuven married Rachel and she's a Gdoila. Shimon, his brother, married Leah, she's a ktana. The kedushin is only mit a rabbanan because her mother or her brother married her off, which if the father's not around, usually the father has a koyach, as bittin asalish is as a ktana. He died. Now that was given over that power mit a rabbanan to his mother, to her mother or to her brother. And now Reuven died. And Rachel falls zika liyibim to Shimon. So Rabbi Yeshua says that he has to divorce Diktana because Minatayra, what is Diktana? Achoy Ziku Kasoy. He has Zika to Rachel. His wife Leah, it's only a Kedusha Midarabbana, Midaraisa, it's Achoy Ziku Kasoy. And we have an Isser on Achoy Ziku Kasoy. And what about, can he marry Rachel, Digdaila? He also can't. Because Midarabbana, he's married to who? To Leah. So what is Rachel? Achoy Ishtoy. So therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua, that he has to, the halacha is that he must divorce the ktana, and he's at the same time he's usher in Reuven's wife as well. However, and he'll have to give chalitza on the zika, but he's usher to both. However, Rav Lozer disagrees. Rav Lozer, whatever the reasons we're not going to go into now, Rav Lozer holds that you teach the ktana to do miyun, because there's a way to get out of the Kedusha Darabonin of the mother or the brother, which is Mian. The girl can refuse. So you teach her to do Mian. Then you do Yibam with the Gdoila. Or, what's the Sheet of Rav Gamliel? We had this earlier in the Masechta on Daf Yud Ches. Either she willingly, the Ktana, does Mian, then he can do Yibam with the Gdoila. Or he waits with the ktana until she gets bigger, and then he concludes the yibam with her when she's a gdoila, and then the other Rachel, Reuven's wife, becomes usher to him because of achois isha. But both according to Rabbi Lozer and according to Rabbi Gamliel, he winds up with a wife. He's either going to wind up with the ktana or he's going to wind up with the gedoila. So that's the only one who says he winds up with no wife is Rabbi Yeshua. So our Gemara here says Zui Shamru. Beis Hillel holds in that Shaila either like Rabbi Gamliel or like Rabbi Lozer. They do not hold like Rabbi Yeshua. The only case where you have where a person loses his wife and he's not mutter in his brother's wife either is Zui, is this case over here, the case of our Mishnah. That's what the Gemara tells us. Begins the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Loi Tema Maimer Lebei Shammai Koine Kinyin Gomer, Dei Boi Lafuki Sagi Lo Begita. Rabbi Lazar is telling us, don't have a misunderstanding in what Beis Shammai holds. There are shitas that hold like this misunderstanding. But according to Rabbi Lazar, it's a misunderstanding. And as there are shitas that hold that according to Beis Shammai, Maimer is Koine Kinyin Gomer Min HaTorah, she is his full wife. And therefore, let's say now he wants to stop the marriage. He doesn't do chalitza because he's considered mimer is like a substitute yibum. And therefore the zik is not here anymore. So there's no issue of chalitza. So if he wants to stop the marriage, he makes a get. Says Rav Lazar, that's not correct. I disagree. The boy lafuke sagila begitu, that's enough with a get. Ela maimer lebe shamai. You know what Mimer accomplishes according to Beis Shammai. It just pushes away the tzara that his wife is not an achos l'kukasai. And here is where Rashi, which we mentioned earlier in this year, tells us the word tzara. Well, let's see the Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Kaloimar litchos achosa shaloita asrena lezu mishum achos l'kuka. The whole issue over here is, do you have a problem of achos l'kuka? So if I can somehow push away the other woman, so then my wife is not anymore a problem with Achos Sukuka. So if I made Levi, in our case, made Mimer with Leah, says Beis Shammai, it's not the Pshat, as Rav Shach explains. Rav Shach explains that as long as you haven't done Yibam, the understanding of Rav Lazar is, you haven't finished the mitzvah. If you haven't finished the mitzvah is Lahakim Lach of Shame. You didn't do Yibam. All you did is Mimer, which is Kedushin. So therefore, you still have a Zika. If you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, you have a Zika. If you have a Zika, you have to do something with the Zika. So you're going to have to do Chalitza if you want to separate yourself from your wife. So Rav Lazar says, don't think it's a substitute for Yibam Mimer, and you're like a regular married person who did Kedushin and the Suin, and all you need now is to give a get. No, you're going to have to give a get with Chalitza. So what does Mimer accomplish according to Beis Shammai? It accomplishes that you are considered enough married to Leah that Rachel is an Achais Ishtoi. If Rachel is considered Achais Ishtoi, that will push her away. And if she's pushed away, then Leah, your wife, is no longer an Achais Sukuka. If Rachel is considered an Erva, so you have no shaychus to Rachel. If you have no shaychus to Rachel, then Leah is not an achayis kuka. So mimele you can continue and you can stay together with Leah because there's no issue with a rabbanon of achayis kuka. That's what Mimer accomplishes the way Rav Lazar understands it. Amar Rav Abin Afan Nan. So this is the Rashi that says that Sora. What tzara are we talking about here? It's not a case, the classical case of tzaras erva, that two women are falling to one man. Here we're speaking about there were two women from two husbands. And yet Rashi sees in this Gemara the word tzara. As I pointed out, we saw that same idea on Amud Beis previously, on Chav Ches Amud Beis, according to Rav Shimon. Tzara could also mean through Zika they're both tzaras. Now if you look in Tosfos, in the bottom Tosfos, around 10 lines from the beginning of that Tosfos asks the Kasha, Aval Kasha, the Tzara, the Bechol Duchti, Hainu, Shnei Felas, Ima, Mibayis, Echad. Tosfos says, what does Tzara always mean? That you have two women that are falling from one house, and one is a Tzara to the other. That's not how we're using it over here. Here they're falling from two houses, and you're using which are. Therefore, because of this Kasha and many other Kashas, Tosfos has a different Girsa in the Gemara, he has a different Pshat in the Gemara. We are going, of course, according to the Girs of Rashi and the Pshat of Rashi, but that is one of the issues over here between Rashi and Tosfos. As I just pointed out, Rashi does have Rav Shimon as a siyata, that the word Sora, at least according to Rav Shimon, could mean that it's two women falling from two houses and not just from one house. There's a Zika. Through the Zika, they could be at Sora as well. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Avin, Afanan Amitnino. We learned like this also in a Brisa. We learned this in a Mishnah, actually. The Mishnah is, as Rashi says, Beresh Pirkin, Daf Chav Vav is the Mishnah. What did it say there? There was a case of, at the beginning of our Perek, you had four brothers, and two were married to two sisters, and the two brothers died. The other two brothers, Midrabbanan, the din of Achai Sukuka, cannot marry either of the sisters, because each sister is an Achai Sukuka of the other. They're supposed to do Chalitza. What happens if they did Yibam? They went ahead and did Yibam. So Beis Shammai Amrim Yekaimu. they are allowed to stay with them. It's only us and the Rabban. If they did it, they're allowed to stay with them. Yekaimu in, l'chatchila loy. That's been a yevet if they did it, but l'chatchila they're not allowed to. As we turn to the Chav Testament base. Ve'i salkadat ha'chamayim l'bei shamay koin ha'kinyin gomar. If you're going to say, this is the argument that Rab Avin wants to present to bring a proof to what Rab Lozer says, if Maimur, according to Beis Shammai, could be Koina Kenyan Gomer, I have an Eitzah. Why do we have to make this only a Bidi Yevet? I have an Eitzah L'chatchila. You know what the Eitzah is? Zeh Yasa Maimur V'yikna, V'zeh Yasa Maimur V'yikna. You have an issue here of Achos Kuka, very simple. Let Reuven and Shimon were the ones who were Nifter. Levi and Yehuda are the other brothers. Let Levi make Maimur with one woman, with one of the sisters. If Maimur is Koina Kenyan Gomer, it means it's his wife. It means that Leah is a Chais Ishtai. If Leah is a Chais Ishtai, she's an Erva, then there's no Zika anymore, right? There's only one Zika. He has a Zika to who? To, in other words, the important point to mention here is, there is no Isser in a Chais Kuka of Kedushin. There's only an Isser v'chois kuka of Nesuit, Rashi points out. So that's why Rav Avin here says, I have a gevaldike Eitzah. Let them do Maimer, which is Mutter l'chatchila. And if you say the Maimer, according to Beis Shammai, is Koina Kinyan Gomer, that means that the other one is an achois, is an achois ishtoi. If the other one's achois ishtoi, then she's usher to me. If she's usher to me, there's no Zika. If there's no Zika, then the woman I did Maimer with is not an achois kukasai. And if it's not, then I can go ahead and make Yibma after I do the Maimer. And then he says, let the other one do Maimer as well. The Rashba and the Ramban, in fact, say, the other one at this point won't even have to do Maimer. He could do Yibm straight away. Why? Because if I consider Maimer of the first one, Kenyan Gomer, she's married to Reuven. And to Levi in our Marshall. She's married to Levi. If she's married to Levi, then she's an Achais Isha of this woman. If she's an Achais Isha, she's an Erva. And then there's no Zika there's no Zika to the fourth brother. So the fourth brother could calmly go ahead and make Yibam with the other sister. Because he has no Zika to the, she's already married. The Zika has been ended because she's fully married to his brother. So now he has Zika from one woman. There's no issue here anymore about Chaysik Ukasai. The Gemara is saying, I have an Eitzah. Elamah. So, this is a proof that it's not Koina Kenyan Gomer. That's what Rav Avin says. Frag the Gemara. Okay, good. Let me see your Shita. Let's see how that works. You say that all it accomplishes is to push away the other one. If you push away the other one, you again have no issue with Achois Kukasai. Why is that better? Elamai doicha dechia gemura. It pushes her away. It's not a Kenyan Gomer. It just pushes her away. I look at it as if you're married to the one you did Maimer. The other one is Achais Isha. And the male, it is no issue of Achais Kuka. So let me ask you a question. Zeh yasa maimer v'yitcha, v'zeh yasa maimer v'yitcha. I'm back to square one. I can also avoid Achais Kuka. Why is it better if you learn like Rav Lozer? We have the same kasha according to Rav Lozer. Let the first one do Maimer. That will push away the other woman because she's a Chois Ishtoi. It's enough to consider her a Chois Ishtoi to get rid of the Zika. Memele, there's no Zika to Levi. And if there's no Zika to Levi, there's then again no Zika to Yehuda. He has no problem with Achais Kuka. So even if you don't learn Kenyan Gomer, even if you learn that Maimer only helps to push away the other woman because she's considered as if she's an Achais Ishtai, that will be enough also to get us out of the whole problem. So why does Beis Shammai say, Yekaimu b'dieved, I have an Eitzah in this situation, l'chatchila, where each one of the surviving brothers can marry the one of the two Almanas? Elamai, I'm going to answer it according to you. My Yislach L'Meimer, Maimer da Teira Dachi, the Surah Lai Dachi. No, you know when Maimer can push away, that there's a fundamental difference between the case of the four brothers and the case of our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, when did he make Maimer? He made Maimer before the brother died. When Shimon's wife died, that's when he made Maimer. But Reuven was still alive. And then Reuven dies, so then we could say that the Maimer, which you did beheter, there was no issue at all of Achoyz Kuk at that time. You had one Yibim to make Yibim with Leah. Rachel was still happily married with Reuven. So then when Reuven Zika comes an issue, we could say the Maimer, that Teira that you made, is enough to push it away that there's no problem of Achoyz Kuk. But Maimer di Sura, in the case of the four brothers, you want to tell them, we have now an issue of Achoyz Kuk. I have a legal loophole to get out of it by making Maimer, which will set the whole thing in motion that there's no issue of Achoyz Kuk. No, now that there's a problem of Achoyz Kuk, then the Maimer has no ability to push it away. Then I'm faced with the problem firsthand. Then I can't go l'chatchila in that situation and make a maimer. That's where you're going to have to make a chilek. So just like you have to make a chilek, according to Rabbi Lozer, who holds that maimer is doche, so hu adin hachanami, maimer afilu l'mandi omer, maimer koina kinyin gomer. Even according to, if you want to hold that maimer is koina kinyin gomer, and all you'll need if you want to stop the marriage is a get, you will not need chalitza, maimer de terakani di sur like. So you have no proof to me from the Mishnah and Daf Chavav, because that's Maimer di Surah. And just like according to Rabbi Lozer, you have to come up with the Chilik Maimer de Teira, Maimer de Surah, the same thing according to me. Our Mishnah is Maimer de Teira. I made Maimer before I had a problem of Achoyz Kuk. Then it's a Kenyan Gomer. But once I'm faced with Achoyz Kuk, then I can't use Maimer to get out of the problem of Achoyz Kuk. Rav Ashi Masniachi. Rav Ashi learned this whole discussion in a slightly different manner. Amar Rav Lozer. Rav Lozer said the following: Loi tema maimer lebe shami dochi dechiyah gemura v'tzarasa chalitza nami loy boi. He's focusing not on the one that you did the maimer to. He's focusing on the other one that you didn't do the maimer to, the second one. Don't think that the tzara, the second one, needs nothing. And that the first one's marriage through Maimer was so strong that she's completely married to Levi. And Mimela, the Tzora is a Tzora of Achos Ishtoi, right? And if it's Achos Ishtoi, you won't need anything. No, don't think like that. Eladocher u'mesharu. It's a partial rejection. In other words, the one who you did the Maimer is Mutter to Levi. And there is no problem of Achoyz Kuk. But the second one requires chalitza. It's not saying that there's no zika at all, that it pushes the other one off, that there's no zika at all. You're going to have to deal with the zika of the other one. But it's enough to get off me that I don't have a problem of Achoyz Kuk. That's what he wants to say. It's a partial rejection. Not a full rejection. It would be a full rejection like an erva, then you don't need chalitza or you have nothing. He's saying, no, you're going to need chalitz. Amar Rav Avin, so Rav Avin said, on this, afa nana mitznina, I'll bring you a raya. Beshama yarem yikaimu, the same Mishnah Dav Chavav. You could be makayim. Yikaimu in l'chatchila, loy, only b'dievet, not l'chatchila. Ve'i sal kedatach maimu l'beshama doiche dechia gemura. If there is an eitza, according to Beshamai, that the maimer makes it push her away completely, the other sister, who there was no mimer made on. So, zeh yasa mimer v'yitcha, zeh yasa mimer v'yitcha. So then we have, this is how, according to this girsa, the back and forth went. He's saying, if mimer is docha totally, why doesn't each one make mimer, and then the other brother will be able to marry, as we explained before. So what answer could the Gemara give? The Gemara could give the same answer we gave before. There's a difference, Isura or Etera. The Gemara is going to give that answer according to Rashi, but first the Gemara shows them that you're wrong. We learned in the Mishnah, according to Beishamai, that the one he did Maimer to is his wife, and the other one leaves because of what? Achoyz Isha. The Mishnah seems to say beferish, what do you have to do with the other woman? Nothing. Why? Because she's an erva. Since I'm considered married to the first one, to Leah, Rachel is an Achoyz Isha, I do nothing. So your pshat is wrong. You can't say it's not doiched dechiyah gemura. The language of the Mishnah itself indicates that the other one is an Achoyz Isha. If she's an Achoyz Isha, it means she's doiched dechiyah gemura. Ella, so now I see you're wrong. But what about your kasha? What about the Eitzah? You have an Eitzah. Because I'm trying to say now it is Doiche Dechi Gemurah. If it's Doiche Dechi Gemurah, then why don't we use that Eitzah in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav? The two remaining brothers should have this Eitzah to use Mimer. The Al Yavama Dechazi Lekula Chazi Lemektasa, Yavama Dechazi Lekula, Lechazi Lemektasa. LMI, the answer is going to be the following. Rashi says that these words are identical to what the Mishnah, to what the Gemurah said before. There's a Chilek Dehetera or Isura. Meaning, when Levi and our Mishnah did Mimer, at that point, what could Levi have done? He could have done what? Yibum. There was nothing stopping him from doing Yibum. If you could do Yibum, you could do Mimer. Because that's the Hetera. However, in the case of Daf Chavav, where the two brothers' wives fall to the two surviving brothers, that's not Hetera, that's Isura. There you already have the problem. And as if you wanted to do Yibum that point, you couldn't do Yibum. Why? You have an Issa Derabbanan of what? Of Achai Sekuka. Ah, if you have an Issa Derabbanan of Achai Sekuka, you can't do Yibum, then Mimer can't help you either. So basically, Rashi learns it's the same as the Gemara before, the difference at Terei Surah. Taisus has a problem with this, because Taisus says that the words are different. Taisus learns a different pshat, which we will not go into at this point. Begins the Gemara, and now Rabba has a shiloh, fundamental shiloh. What can Mimer accomplish? Boy Rabba, Mimer le Beishamai Nesua Noisa or Eris Noisa? What does Mimer accomplish according to Beishamai? Does it do Nesuna or Erisin? Erisin is done through Shtar. Erisin is like is Kedushin. It's done through Shtar or Kesef, and she becomes a Naira Marush, she becomes Osir to the whole world, but she's not yet in the Rishus of her husband. Today we do Kedushin and Nisu and all under the Chuppah, but in the olden times there was a space, could be a year in between Erisin and Nisuin, so she's not totally in the Rishus of Baal until he brings her under the Chuppah, through Chuppah and Nisuin, then she's called not an Arusa, she's called a Nisua. And then all the halachas, which are written, outlined in the Ksuba, the responsibilities of both parties and the what they are zochet to the husband and the wife, then all that falls into place. So the question is, what does Mimer accomplish according to Beishamai? So the Mefarshim explain that this question is only if you hold that Mimer is Koina Kinyan Gomer. If you're going to hold, like we had the other Shita, that it's only done to push away the issue of Achos Ziku Kasai, then we, of course it wouldn't do Nisuin. Because you're telling me it's not a Kinyan Gomer. But if you hold it is a Kinyan Gomer, according to that opinion, how much of a Kinyan is it? Is it a Kinyan only of Erisin? Or is it a Kinyan even of Nisuin? Amalei Abaye said Abaye, Lamai Hilchus. So what is this a question? What is the difference between Erisin or Nisuin concerning the Mimer? Elei Mali Yorshel Atamal Olahof in the Dorea. If you're going to say it's for the three following Dinim. One, can he inherit her if she dies? Number two, if he's a Kohen, can he be Matamatur? Number three, the halach is that an Arusa requires her husband and her father to annul her vows. If she's married, then only her husband is needed to annul her vows. So if your question of Mimer, Nisuin, or Erisin concerns these three topics, Hashta Arusa Ba'alma, Tani Rabchia, Rav Chiya learned concerning a regular Arusa, nothing to do with Mimer, with Yibum. He learned that what? Ishtoi Arusa, if his wife is an Arusa, Loi Oinen, which Rashi explains to mean he is not an Oinen, that he's also in Kachim, that he can't eat Kachim or Maiser Sheni, Veloi Metamalo. And if he's a Koyin, he's not allowed to Metama, even though a Koyin can be Metama to six relatives plus his wife. But here, an Arusa is not considered a full wife yet. There's no, as Rashi brings down, it's only l'she'eroi akarvalov. She'eroi means busser. It's only when he has relationships with his wife that become busser echad, then the pasuk says that it's ishtoi concerning the halacha that a kohen can be matamet to his wife. But Arusa doesn't fall into that category. V'chein he loy oinenes loy matamis loy. She likewise does not become an oinen if he dies, which means she does not become also to eat kachim or maiser sheni if he dies when she is an Arusa. V'loy matamis loy, and she is not allowed to be metamatim. So Rashi immediately asks, since when is there any problem with a koyhanis, a female koyin, of being metamate to anyone? That halacha is only for the male koyhanim, not for the females. So Rashi gives two pshatim. The pshat that he heard is that a regular wife and husband, the wife is obligated to be osei, to be busy with the funeral of her husband. However, if she's only an arusa, she doesn't have any obligation to be busy with any of the arrangements because she was not fully wed to this man. Rashi says, "Velinira." What I like the pshat is that on Yontif, Klal Yisrael is, we learn out from a pasuk, is not supposed to be metamei lemesim. So, therefore, unless necessary. So if it would be her real husband, that would be considered necessary, that there could be reasons to, for her to be metame to her husband. But since it's not her husband, so it's considered for this matter like a stranger, and she, on yontiv, should not be metame to this man. So, continues the Gemara, mesa eino yoreshes. If the arusa dies, Eino Yarsha, so the husband, the man does not Yarshin her, because she is not his full wife. Mesu, if he died, Goyvik Subasa, she can get her Ksuba. The Gemara explains that only if he wrote that I'm giving you a Ksuba Mina Erison. Normally the Ksuba is associated with Nesuit. But if he specified that I'm going to give it to you from Erison and he died, she would get her Ksuba. So now the Gemara is saying, if this is what the din is by a regular arusa, so Ovid ba Mimer Meboya, could Mimer be better than a regular arusa? A regular arusa is not a full wife. So certainly Mimer. So Rashi says, what's the Kal v'chomer? And here is the Rashi that we mentioned before. The famous Rashi. Rashi says that because arusa is at least an arusa midaraisa. But Mimer, Rashi, in the Divrei HaMaskil, Hashta Arusa, the Kedushin, the Dada Raisa, Tani Rab Chia, Eina Yarshav, Eina Matamala, Mimer, Yibman, Midirabonanu, Da Midiraisa, Yivama, Yavai Alea, Kosav Rachmana, Meboya. You have a question about, Mimer. Mimer is not fulfilling Yibum. So, according to Rashi, it would seem that Arusa is the Raisa, Yibum is the Raisa, but Mimer is the Rabbanan. But the Rashba says, no, there's many proofs that Mimer, according to Beis Shammai, is a Kinyan Daraisa. And Rashi also knew that. Rashi meant, says the Rashba, that Bish Loiman Eishes Ish, if she's Mizana, is Chayv Misa. Arusa, who's Mizana, Naira Marasa, Chayv Misa. If somebody only had a relationship with a woman through Mimer, and she is Mizana, there is no din, the Gemara says, in another place, of Chiyuv Misa. So Rashi means to say, if I compare Mimer, the relationship of Mimer between the man and woman, to Arusa, it's not even Arusa, it's like it, as if it were the Rabbanan. But really, Rashi knows that Mimer is also, according to Beit Shammai, a Kinyan Daraisa. This is the pshat. It's a little doichik, of course, because the word Rashi used the Rabbanan. But that's the pshat that the Rashba says in Rashi over here. But the point of the Gemara is that Arusa is a much stronger relationship than Mimer. So if Arusa is not a full wife, certainly Mimer is not a full wife. So the Gemara says the question is something else. Ve'el eni mesir l'chuppah, about giving her over to the chuppah. The din is, as biti nasati l'ish hazeh. Even though it was kedushin made, there has to be a consensual relationship between the man and the woman to consummate the marriage. It can't be done by force. There has to be a mesira l'chuppah. She's given over willingly to go to the chuppah to live with her husband. So that's the question. So my nesuin, I said, does Mimer make nesuin? And therefore, it's considered as if she's already married to him. And therefore, he could live with her even against her will. Or, v'loi being a mesir l'chuppah, you don't have to make sure that she goes voluntarily to the chuppah. Or, idil ma'erison oisa. Or maybe all Mimer does is erison. Uboi a mesir l'chuppah. And then he will not be able to have a relationship with her against her will. She will need mesir l'chuppah. She'll have to go to him with her consent. So the Gemara says, Amalei, hashdoloi avid ba mimer ksiv yivama, yavi ole ba korcha. If he didn't do mimer, If he just did Yibam, the din is, Yibam is kind of Balkarcha. He doesn't need your consent. Ovid Bamaimer Meboya. So if not only did he, not only is he going to do Yibam, but he says, you know what, I'm going to add Maimer as well. So that should be worse. Now all of a sudden he needs her consent. He doesn't even need it without Maimer. So L'chayr Kavachayim even with Maimer. Now he's like doubly connected to her through Yibam and through Maimer. Or Malay, so he responded, Shani Omer, I'll answer, I will say, Kol Oyser Maimer B'Yivimta, if you do Maimer before Yibam, with your Yivama, Porcha Miman Azikas Yibam, V'cholo Lazikas Erison. You know, you're starting, you have two roads. You can either take the road of Yibam, which is Bal Korcha, or you can take the road of Maimer. If you're doing the road of Maimer, then you're going down a different approach. Now you're doing the Kedusha Nesuin route. Maybe I could say such a thing. You do it this way, Bal Korcha Yibam, that's the Yibam route. But if you do it the other way, you're going down the regular path. You're going down the regular path. Maybe you do need then Mesir L'Chuppah, because you're going down the Eris and the Suin path. My, what's the din? Tashima Shemeris Yavim, if somebody is Zakuk to a Yavim. And now she wants to annul her vows. Bein Yav Mechad Bein Shnei Yavmen, whether she is Zakuk to one Yavm, there's only one brother alive, or there are two remaining surviving brothers, Rab Lezer or Yafer. So Rashi explains that either one of the brothers can do it. You don't need both. Either one of the brothers can do it. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, La'echad V'la'eshnaim. If there was only one surviving brother, then he could do it. If there are two surviving brothers, then he cannot do it. As we will explain the reason momentarily. Rabbi Akiva Omer, loyal echav loyishnaim, that neither one brother who survived or two brothers, none of them can do haforas nedorim to a shemeres yav. Ravinim bo, and we're trying to understand this. Bishlam, Rabbi Akiva Sofer, ain't zika afil echad. We understand Rabbi Akiva Shita that no one can do it because he holds there's no such thing, no halachic consequences of Zika. Zika doesn't do what other things do, what Arison does or Nisuan does, and therefore there's no, you don't get the right to do a forest the dorm just because you have a Zika with this woman. Even if it's a very concentrated Zika of one woman to one brother. Little Rabbi Yeshua, who said what? That one but not two, l'chad yeh zika, l'trei ein zika. If you have a concentrated zika to one brother, then you have the power of a force nadorim. But if it's diluted, as Rashi says, it's a zika klisha, and Rashi goes on to say, even if both brothers would do it together, but since each one by itself is like a very weak zika, it won't even help you if both brothers will be made for together. So, chad yeh zika, l'trei ein zika. El Rab Lazar in the Hainami the Kasava Yeshika, Rab Lazar holds the Yeshika. So Rab Lazar says either one of the brothers could be Mefer, because the Yeshika, Bishlam Lachad Mefer. I understand if there's only one brother, let him do that for her. El Trey Amai. But if there's two brothers, as Rashi says, why wouldn't you need both of them at least? There's a Zika to both. Why can you do either one or the other? L'chayra, you would need both. It would be the same like you have by Arusa. You need the father and you need the husband. So if she is a Yevama to two brothers, L'chayra, you should need both. And the Etra Blazer says that's either one or the other. V'amar Rab Ami, and Rab Ami said, Hach Maiskin, he was speaking about going to Ovid, but Maimer. It's a case where one of the two brothers did Maimer. Ube Shammai, and it's going according to Beis Shammai. Domer, Maimer, kind of Kinyan Gomer. And we hold, this is the Shita, in Beis Shammai, that Maimer is kind of a complete Kinyan. So, and you remember we said when we started this Sugya that this whole Shaila of Eris Noisa or Nisun Noisa is only in the Shita that holds that Beis Shammai is not just pushing away the other woman, but it's a kind of Kinyan Gomer, and all you need if you want to stop the marriage is get. You don't need any chalitza, because you're totally considered, according to Beis Shammai, married. So the question was, Erisin or Nisuin? So let's analyze it. Iyamret Beis Shammai Nisuin Oisa, if you're going to say it makes Nisuin Mishumachi Mefer. That's why the husband, he's like her husband now. So he's Mefer by himself. El Iyamret Erisin Oisa. But if you're going to say that according to Beis Shammai, Koine Kinyan Gomer means only Erisin, Hechimotzi Mefer, how could it be Mefer? At the time we learned in a Mishnah in the Dorim, Naira Murasa, an engaged girl, she's not fully married, or Viu Bailam Afir Nidara. You need the husband and the father. So how could, if all that Mimer does is Erisin, so how is it enough just with the husband? You should need the father also. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, you're right. My mefer, mefer b'shutfes, ein echanami. It doesn't mean that the husband does it himself. He does it as a partner together with the father. Ask the Gemara, Ulu Rabbi Lazar, Darmer Maimel Beisham, ein echanami l'litchoyz l'tzor b'vad. According to the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, which we had on Amid Aleph, that Mimer is not Kona Kinyan Gomer. That was his opinion. It only pushes away the other woman that there's no issue of Achos Zigu Kosoi. Am I made for Bishutvis? Why is he made for Bishutvis? What is his connection here? He's not married to her. He's just pushing away the other woman. He's not considered married to her. If he's not considered married to her, he's not a partner here at all. He's not even an arusa with her. So then only the father should do it, not him at all. Amar lach Rav Lazar, Rav Lazar will answer, Amar d'amri ano ein koina. When I said that the Yavam is not koina her, elo l'tchis l'tzara b'vad, only to push away the tzara, d'loi sagila b'gita, I was trying to say, don't think he's fully married, as he expressed himself in Amid Aleph, don't think he's fully married, that all he needs is a get. No, he needs chalitza also. But Ella boy, not me chalitza, he needs chalitza. But lahafrin the dare, me, I'm reading. I wasn't saying, it's like splitting hairs here. He's saying, I'm only saying it in one thing, not the other. So, legabe, litchais litzara, he's married to her. Legabe, only having a get, he's not fully married to her, he needs chalitza. But legabe nedorim, I wasn't talking about. Legabe, that I'll say, that he does have some connection with her, enough that he, with the father together, will annul the nedorim. I wasn't speaking about the nedorim. V'ibay same, and if you want, I will give you another answer. Am lechor blazer, wait a second. Ulu Rav Nachman by Yitzchak minicha, is it good according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak? What did Rav Nachman Yitzchak say? Mefer b'shutvis. Miktani yifru yafirktani. It says singular. It doesn't say plural. So how can Rav Nachman by Yitzchak say that you're going to break it with a partnership? There's no partnership. It's one person here. Ela hachamai askina, you're going to have to answer the following. She'omda bedinu paskula mazainis mishaloi. She went to court and she says, I have to get food from somebody. I want this yavim. And Rashi says, according to Rav Lazar, that Mimer is not Koina, this will work even without Mimer. And according to the other sheet is that Mimer is Koina. So it's speaking about a case where she said to him, you made Mimer in me, now let's go ahead. Either do Yibam or free me. I'm in a no man's land here. So the Bezin said, you're right. And until he finishes off the Yibam, he has to give you with mazonis. Ukira Pinchas Trader Rava. I'm a Pinchas Trader Rava. Call Hanoideres Al Das Bala Hinoideres. When you get food from your husband, then you go away from your father, and your mind is whenever you make a nether, you're doing it on the person who gives you food. So if you were connected to your father, so he's giving you food also. So he has a share in annulling your vows. However, if now Bezdin says that the Yavam, so ein echanami, Yibam is only Arusa. It's not Nesua, let's say. But since she is getting her food from the Yavam, based on the Psak of Bezdin, so in this particular case, it will be the halacha that the Yavam will make the Haforis Nedarim and not the father. Normally, Ein Echanami, you'll do it b'shutfis with the father. But in this particular case, Yofer, why? Because he's the Bezdin in this case said he has to give him his onus, then he's the only one who's made for Neder, because she has her mind that the person who gives him his onus, that's the person I'm relying on, and if she makes a Neder, he's the one who will nullify her in the dorm. So it comes out, we have a big machlokas here in the sugya, whether Mimer, according to Bishamai, is, everybody holds, including the Rashi, according to Rajba, the Mimer is koina mida raisa. The question is it Kinyan Gomer, or is it only to be doichet at Sarah? And if it's a Kinyan Gomer, the machlokas is it Erisin or is it Nesuin? And yet, Haforis Nedarim is possible under certain circumstances, when she is getting mizonos from her Yavim.